Welcome, everyone. Good morning. So we'll start taking a comfortable seat. Close your eyes. Take a moment to find your way to your breath and through your breath into your body. And we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. To center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. As you inhale, let your arms reach up into the sky, and then exhale, let them float down again. Close your eyes if you like, just move with your breath. Inhale, reaching up one more time. This time with the exhale, let's fold forward. Let your hands come down onto the mat. Step your feet back, and let's find our way into downward facing dog. As we reach our hips to the sky, step your feet up and down a few times. Enjoy the feeling of movement. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. Fold into a forward bend, nice and gentle. And then walk the hands forward again, back to downward facing dog. And set your knees onto the mat. Shift your hands right underneath your shoulders. Inhale, lift the head, lift the tail. Exhale, round your back, reaching to the sky, cat and cow. With your breath as your guide, flow from one to the other. Cat pose down into your heels. Reach your arms forward. Find a nice resting place in child's pose. Remember that anytime you'd like to stop for a moment and rest, child's pose is here ready to welcome you back. Now let's curl toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Left knee touches down onto the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring your hands back down, step the right foot back, sit down onto your feet, and with your inhale, come up onto your knees, reach to the sky. Exhale, fold forward, arms outreached. Inhale, shoulders above the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. With your inhale, rise into cobra and turn to look to the right, and then to the center, to the left. Back to the center and back again to child's pose. And toes again into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. Lay the right knee down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down. The left foot steps back. We sit down onto the feet, inhale, up onto the knees, reach to the sky. Exhale, fold forward. With your inhale, take your shoulders above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, down to the ground. Inhale, rise into cobra. Look over your right shoulder. Look to the center. Look over your left shoulder. And back again to the center and back again to child's pose. And toes down into the ground, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breaths. Exhale, flowing all the way back down again. Following the rhythm of your own breath. Let's come up with one more inhale. As you exhale, bring hands into your heart. Step all the way to the very front of your mat. Let's flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, let's sink the hips down, chair pose. And then with an inhale, we'll rise up, maybe take a little curve back if it feels good. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, bring your hands to the mat, reach your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up with the inhale and back down with the exhale. And the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. With an inhale, we'll arch up. And then exhale, go back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up into the sky. Now step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling up as you inhale, down as you exhale. The left foot steps to the front. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale all the way up again. Here's that place you can curve back. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, touch the hands down as you reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reaching up. Exhale, touching down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And we take the exhale back to downward facing dog. Now the left leg reaches to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come to the mat, the right foot steps to the front. Inhale all the way up. And exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up, another curve back is yours if you want to. And exhale, plunge into a forward bend. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, bring your hands to the mat. Let's walk our feet back and step into downward facing dog. Take a nice deep breath. Feel the energy you're awakening in your body. And let's begin our standing flows. Look to your hands. Walk or jump your feet forward. And then inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, drop your hands to your sides. Step onto your right foot. Now circle your arms forward and take the left foot off the ground. Reaching to the sky, we take a moment of balance. And then step down, arms circle around, hips go down, chair pose. And then come back up again. Arms to your side, step onto the left foot. Take the right foot off the floor, arms circle around to the sky, a moment of balance. And then we step down, circle around, chair pose. Now reach to the sky with your exhale, flow all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So start with a foundation. You're welcome to lay your knee down for a little stronger foundation if you'd like. Now bring hands to the mat. Keep your right hand beside your left foot. With the left hand, let's make a circle, reaching straight ahead, and then up and into the sky, all the way around to the back, and down again to the mat. And then take a second circle all the way around your full range of motion in your left shoulder. And then when we come to the third circle, point straight to the sky and open into a twist, turning your face to look up to your left fingertips. Circle the left hand all the way around, down to the mat. Then pick your left hand up and bring it to the inside of your left foot. And walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Take hands to the thighs. Lift up to stand. As you inhale, circle your arms overhead. Point your toes to the corners of your mat. And bring your hands to your heart as you bend the knees and sink down right into your center in temple pose. And take a moment of stillness. Now reach up and burst open, reaching up to the sky, standing tall. And then hands to the heart, feet turn around to the long side of your mat. And then take hands to your hips and pour yourself down. Let your hands fall down to the ground. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Point your feet to the front. And then step your back foot up to meet your front foot. And inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, hands come into the heart, and then drop down to the sides. Now begin to take just little twists side to side. Let your arms flow freely as if they were loose coat sleeves. The twists get a little bigger and the arms fly a little farther. And then we begin to slow the twists down. Slowing down. Slowing down. Until the movement of the body stops and there's a stillness. Take a moment to be in that stillness. And then inhale, reach to the sky, touch hands overhead. Exhale all the way down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. And again, look to your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, hands to your heart, and then down to your sides. Step onto the left foot, take the right foot, step onto the right foot, take the left foot off the ground. Arms reach to the sky, moment of balance. And step down, circle around, chair pose. And up we come from the chair pose. Drop your hands to your sides, step onto the left foot. Circle the arms around as you take the right foot off the ground. Once again, a moment of balance. And step down, circle around, chair pose. And rise from the chair. With your exhale, flow all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Sat on the mat, we found our way to our breath. Continue to find your way into your breath. And bring hands to the mat. Keep your left hand beside your right foot. Right arm takes those full range of motion circles to the front, to the sky, round to the back. Second full circle going all the way around again. And then with the third circle, we find our way into the twist. And then all the way around to the back. And down to the mat. And then the right hand jumps over the right foot to the inside. Walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Hands come onto the thighs. Inhale, reaching up, pointing toes to the corners of your mat. And then hands to the heart, bend the knees. Sink down into a moment of stillness in temple pose. rise up like a heartburst reaching out in all directions. And hands come to the heart, turn toes to the long side of the mat, hands to the thighs, pour yourself down. Let your hands drop to the ground, walk your hands around to the front of your mat, point your feet forward, step the back foot up to meet the front, and inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart, and then down to your sides. And again, little twists, side to side. And the empty coat sleeves swing freely from your body as the twists get a little bigger and a little bigger. But then they begin to slow. And slow a little more. And a little more. Until the movement ceases and there's a stillness. Be in that stillness. And then with an inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the sky. Now step your right foot forward, lay your back foot flat onto the mat, warrior one. Find your way into your breath, and through your breath into your body. Hands reach behind the back. We'll link fingers behind us. As you push your hands back, let your heart reach wide open. And then secure in your foundation, begin to tilt forward, letting your heart reach out. Just finding a place where you feel a perfect blend of strength and balance and flexibility within you. And then hands come down to the mat. The back foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale, reach all the way up. Exhale, bring hands into your heart. And then onto your hips. Step your right foot halfway back. Pyramid pose. So again, we start with a firm foundation. Our legs will be straight in pyramid pose. We'll tip the entire pelvis forward. And then inch our way into a place that feels nice. It feels healing. It feels opening. Explore the pose, explore your experience. Bring your hands to the mat, step onto your left foot, right foot to the sky, standing splits. And then extend the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Build it from the ground to the sky. And hands to the mat. Lay your back knee down. Let the top of the foot touch onto the ground. Circle your arms overhead. Link your fingers together above you. Index fingers pointing up like a steeple. Let that steeple rise up. And if it feels comfortable for you, it can curve back into a back bend. No one knows the experience of being in your body the way you do. So see what feels right. Trust the intuitive wisdom of your own body. And then hands back to the mat. Curl the right toes under, pick the right knee up. Take the left hand inside of your left foot. And again, walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Where hands will come to the thighs, we lift up to stand. Circle arms overhead, point to the corners with your toes. Exhale, temple pose. Sink down into the center in a moment of stillness. Like a heart burst, reach up and open. And then hands to the heart, feet to the long side of your mat, hands to the hips, spill yourself forward. Let your hands fall down to the ground. Walk your hands around to the front of the mat, shift your feet to face forward, back foot steps up to the front. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart, to your sides, little twists, side to side. Arms swing, and the twists get bigger. And then they begin to slow, and slow a little more, and a little more, until there's a stillness. Be in the stillness. And then inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, fold forward, hands to the mat, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. This time, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat down, warrior one. Find your way to your breath and through your breath into your body. And wrap hands around behind your back, link the fingers together, push the hands back, heart reaching forward. Anchored by your feet, begin to come forward. And hands come down to the mat, back foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. And then onto your hips, step the left foot halfway back, pyramid pose. Start with the foundation. Tip your hips forward. Explore a place that feels healing. Hands touch the mat, step onto the right foot, left foot to the sky, standing splits. And then reach the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Drift down to the mat where we'll lay the back knee down, set the top of the foot onto the floor, circle arms overhead, make a steeple, rise up. And if the back bend feels good, you can add that. And hands come back down to the mat. Curl the left toes under, pick the left knee up. Right hand comes inside of the right foot. Walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Hands to the thighs, we lift up to stand. As we inhale and reach to the sky, let's point toes to the corners of our mat. Bend the knees, sink down, temple pose. Take this moment of stillness. Like a heart burst, reach up, reach out. And bring hands back into your heart, feet around to the long side of your mat. Hands to the hips as you spill forward. Hands drop down to the ground. We'll walk our hands to the front, turn feet to the front. Step your back foot up to meet your front foot. And inhale, rise. Exhale, hands to the heart and then to the sides, and your little twists return. And they grow. And then they slow. And then there's stillness. Allow yourself to be in the stillness. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale all the way down. Hands come onto the mat where we'll walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Right leg into the sky. Take a big wide step forward with the right foot. Lay your back foot flat down. Open to warrior two. Reaching out end to end. And then reach forward just a little bit. Turn your right hand over. Reach it up beyond your head. Reverse warrior. Like a cartwheel down to your right foot. Hop your left foot up to join your right foot. Inhale, come all the way up. And exhale, bring hands to your heart. Make a nice foundation for a back bend. Make fists at your low back. And as your feet push into the ground, let your shoulders roll back and your heart reach to the sky, curving into your back bend. Listening to the intuitive wisdom of your body. Slowly rising, we'll shift hands to the hips and pour the back bend into a forward bend. And step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands fold into the heart for another twist. Let's hook the right elbow across the left thigh. And let's allow this twist to spiral around to the left. Remember the option of laying your back knee down for a little added support. If you'd like your arms spread wide in a twist, you're welcome to go there. Unwind the twist, bring hands to the mat, hop your left hand inside of your left foot, and walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Hands come to the thighs as you inhale, reach to the sky, toes to the corners of your mat. Temple pose. and then a heart burst as we rise up, reach out. And bring hands into the heart, feet to the long side of the mat, hands to the hips, pour yourself down. As hands drop to the mat, walk your hands around to the front of your mat, shift your feet, back foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart and then to the sides, and the little twists return, and they begin to get bigger. And then they begin to slow, and slow, and slow, until there's stillness. Be in the stillness. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale all the way down, hands to the mat, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. With an inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's take one last standing flow, left leg to the sky. Big wide step forward, back foot lays flat down, warrior two. Reach forward just a little, turn the left hand over as you reach back into reverse warrior. And then cartwheel hands all the way around to the left foot. Hop the right foot up to join the left. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to your heart, step into the foundation for your back bend, feet hip distance apart, fists at the low back, the feet push down as the heart rises up. Listen to your body. And slowly we come back up. Shifting hands to the hips, we pour the back bend into a forward bend. And then step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Folding hands into the heart, the left elbow hops across the right thigh. The twist now turns to the right. For you, find where this feels good, where it gives you just what you need, just what you crave. The twist, bring hands to the mat, hop your right hand inside of your right foot. One more time, walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Come all the way up as you reach to the sky, toes to the corners of your mat. One more time, temple pose. Like a heart burst, reach up and open. And then fold hands into your heart, feet to the long side of your mat. Hands to the hips, pour yourself down. Hands drop to the ground and walk around to the front of your mat. Shift your feet, back foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale all the way up. And exhale, hands to the heart and then to your sides. And one last time, little twists that begin to grow. And then they begin to fade, slowing down, slowing down until there's stillness. Be in the stillness. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, come all the way down. Hands to the mat. Walk or jump your feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Knees lay down to the mat now. Hips slide into the heels. Take a moment to rest in child's pose. To the front of your mat, press your hands down, tuck your toes into the mat, lift your hips to the sky, and find your way back to downward facing dog. And walk your feet up to meet your hands. Slow roll of an inhale comes all the way up. And exhale, hands come into the heart. Let's explore a little more balancing. Step onto your right foot, and we'll start with warrior three. Arms reach to the sky. We'll tiptoe the left foot back as you gain length through your body. And then step off of your left foot and find your way into warrior three. Your arms can go in any direction. See what feels natural for you, what helps you feel steady. And then slowly begin to bring your left knee forward. Bringing it all the way in front of you, where hands can either come to your heart or you can circle your arms round and round. And then arms reach up, and we make our way right back again into warrior three. Left leg reaches back, arms in any direction. And bring 2 feet back onto the mat. And before we step onto the other side, give yourself a moment to just move your body a little. And let's step onto the left foot. Arms reach to the sky, warrior three. Tiptoe back, and then find your way into warrior three. Any flying altitude, any wingspan. If you need to step down and start again, no issues with that. And then the right knee comes slowly into the front. Again, hands at the heart or arms circling round and round. And once more, the arms reach up, and then we fly our way back into warrior three. And 2 feet again onto the mat. A little moment to move. Nice big inhale, reach to the sky. And exhale, fold all the way down. Let your hands come to the mat, walk your feet back. Lay your knees down. Once again, slide your hips into your heels. Return to child's pose. This time we'll bring a side bend into child's pose. So walk your hands way over to the right. Hands to the center, way over to the left now. And then hands come back to center. And toes dig into the floor, hips lift to the sky, and we find downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Lay the left knee down to the mat and slowly begin to shift backwards, stretching into the right leg. And again, using the intuitive wisdom of your body, if you're more flexible here, this might become a full split. Begin to come forward, back onto your right foot. And from here, we'll move into pigeon pose. So if you prefer to take the pigeon variation where you lay on your back, go ahead and roll over onto your back, cross your right ankle over your left thigh. Or for the prone variation, heel toe your right foot across your mat to the left, foot behind the left hand, knee drops behind the right hand, and then find your way into pigeon. Again, looking for the way your body feels good. Listening to the intuitive wisdom of your body, finding a healing place, and giving it a little time, a little breath. Prone variation, take your hands now onto the mat. If you're on your back, let's meet in downward facing dog. From this variation, curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up and step back. And once you find downward facing dog, step your feet up and down a little bit. And then let's step the left foot forward. The right knee comes onto the mat. Shift your hips back. Let's straighten slowly into the left leg. Close your eyes, be deeply in your experience, listening to your body, connected with your breath. Slowly coming forward and back again onto the left foot. And transitioning to pigeon pose again, you can lay on your back. This time it will be left ankle over right thigh. Or heel toe your left foot across your mat until your foot's behind your right hand, knee behind your left hand. And easing your way into pigeon pose. Looking for that nice deep opening in the left hip now. Long, slow, even breaths. Close your eyes, be in the experience of it. you're in the prone variation, hands come onto the mat. If you're on your back, let's meet again in downward facing dog. From this variation, curl your right toes under, right knee comes up, step back, and step your feet up and down. From here, let's bend the knees. Lay them on the mat, crisscross the ankles, come right over the tops of your feet, and then continue right onto the floor. So lay yourself down now onto your back. Give your knees a hug, settle down onto the ground for a moment. And then take hands onto the floor beside you, or you're also welcome to slip them underneath your hips. Legs reach straight up into the air. Now using your abdominal strength, slowly begin to lower your legs down toward the ground. And then using your abdominal strength, slowly bring them back up again. And perhaps even lift the hips up and off the ground. And then continue to lower and lift in slow motion. As you do, try to relax your shoulders, your neck, your jaw. Lift one more time. And when you have, hug your knees, rock yourself side to side. And then step into whatever you may choose for an inversion today. If you're feeling like a shoulder stand, carefully lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders, your hands supporting you carefully. Maybe you'll choose a bridge pose where your feet will push down into the ground as you lift your hips up. So find what feels nice. Enjoy your time there. Begin to gently lay your body back down onto the mat. And when you finally touch down, give your knees a hug. And let's step into fish pose. As we push the feet down, the hips come off the ground. This time slide your hands underneath your hips. Lay your hips on your hands, stretch your legs out straight. Sit on your fingertips to tuck elbows underneath your back. And once you're propped up on your forearms, lay your head back, let your neck open. Roll your shoulders back and let your heart spread wide open, reaching to the sky. And then the head lifts. And the fish pose lays back down onto the ground. Free your hands from under your body. Spread them to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together. Push your hands away. Nice big stretch to begin our last twist. Reach down for your right leg. Cross it over your body to the left while you turn and look to the right. The left hand, let the twist unravel. As you come back onto the mat, straighten yourself out, stretch long again, And then reach down for your left leg. And cross it over you to the right while you turn looking to the left. And as the right hand falls away, the last twist lays you down onto your mat. Align your body to the center of your mat. Feel free to grab something to cover up with as you lay yourself down now for this final relaxation. Surrender. Close your eyes. Find your way to your breath. Imagine, if you will, that you're standing next to a beautiful little lake. And at your feet, at the edge of the lake, is a sturdy little rowboat. See yourself stepping into the rowboat and reaching down to take the oars in your hands. Dig the oars into the ground as you push yourself off and into the lake. And with each breath, see yourself beginning to row, pulling the oars toward you and through the water with your inhale, taking them out of the water and releasing with your exhale. And as your breath gets stronger and deeper, the rowing becomes stronger and deeper as you begin to move across the lake. Moving swiftly now, with deep breaths, deep strokes with the oars. And now as you near the other side, you begin to slow down your breath, slow down your rowing, until you easily coast up to the edge of the lake. And pull the oars in, step out of the boat, pull it up onto the shore, and look out over the lake, where you see the ripples of the movement that your boat has made as they begin to move across the water. And slowly they begin to dissipate. And where there was movement, becomes still. See that stillness in the lake now, mirror-like, as smooth as glass. And as you look into the lake, you see the reflection of all around it as it is. You see your reflection as you are. You can even see down into the inner landscape below the surface of the water as it is. Because you see in stillness, we find clarity. In stillness, we find clarity. And as it is with the lake, it is within your body and mind, with stillness, we find clarity. See yourself as you are, your inner landscape as it is, and all around you with clarity. Take a very deep breath in. Nice, long, slow exhale to release the breath. And take a moment to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. And then when you feel ready, roll over onto your right side. Cradle your head in your arm for a moment or two. Finally, then, meet me on the mat, back where we began. And as you come to sit on your mat once again, offer your gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts that you may have received, and anything you might take away from this practice and use somewhere else in your life. And once again, we'll let our head drop down, roll from side to side. Back again at our center. Arms circle up and overhead. Hands join together, where they'll come first to our forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. And to our lips for clarity in our words. And to our heart for clarity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.